CSX, Big Jim's house, 734, 70 degrees. Don't forget, coming up in about 10 minutes here, we're going to get you a family four-pack ticket to see the Tigers, but not just any Tiger game.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's the Tigers game where they're going to honor Hall of Fame inductee Jack Morris and retire his number 47 jersey.
This is it. So this is the one. If you're going to go to one Tigers game this year, and you should go to more than one, obviously, but we'll do that for you in about 10 minutes. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to turn our attention south of here.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb.
Well, not everyone.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
This is the weirdest story. And when you see the video, it just makes it even better. It's a guy in Florida who took a gator into a liquor store. If that's not the most Florida headline ever. Now, we'll text you the video, and you got to watch it sometime today. Take a moment and just out of your busy day and check it out. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
gator.
We've seen weird things in life, Aaron. We've seen a lot of weird things in our lives. I've never seen anything weird in a liquor store, and I've definitely never seen anyone walking with an alligator before.
Well, Mr. Robbie Stranton had a more eventful week than you and me and probably all of the state of Florida put together.
So he must have had a plan when he went in there, right? Wrong. Here he is talking to the TV reporter, because that's right. Not only did he get in trouble for this, but he went back to the liquor store to do a news interview.
We asked Stratton where the alligator came from. No recollection of that happening at all.
At all. This store sells some good liquor. I drank a lot of it that night.
The viral video shows Robbie Stratton running through a convenience store with an alligator in his hands. He takes the animal in the beer fridge as well.
I don't even remember coming up here.
We asked Stratton where the alligator came from.
No clue. No clue. I literally came to the store and he was in the back of the truck. They told me what I did was stupid and I'll be facing some charges here soon and probably go to jail, probably not. We'll see.
We'll see.
Well,
are you watching the video?
He was arrested and charged with illegal possession of an American alligator, illegal exhibition of dangerous wildlife, and cruelty to animals. Police are still looking for a third man shown in the video. He can be overheard yelling, "Florida State!" while stepping on the gator and holding it by its neck. His friend said they found it while they were weed whacking.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, 'cause this guy, I mean, okay. The video is amazing because you see him and you're looking at it. He's walking around the liquor store. And he's got it underneath his arms like it's nothing, right? How big's the gator? 3-4 foot long?
It's pretty big.
He's just walking around like, well, gonna get me some Bud Light and we're gonna go watch some Seminole football. Woo! Bobby Bowden. It's the damnedest thing. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
gator.
You gotta listen to this guy again, though, because he's the way he's talking, he has no recollection, but he does give props to the liquor store. I love that when he's like, I got good liquor here.
We asked Stratton where the alligator came from. No recollection of that happening at all.
At all. This store sells some good liquor. I drank a lot of it that night.
The viral video shows Robbie Stratton running through a convenience store with an alligator in his hands. He takes the animal in the beer fridge as well.
I don't even remember coming up here.
Okay. We asked Stratton where the alligator came from.
No clue. No clue. I literally came to the store and he was in the back of the truck. They told me what I did was stupid, and I'll be facing some charges here soon, and probably go to jail, probably not. We'll see.
You keep doing you, Florida.
You keep doing you. This should be you've just written a bumper sticker. You keep doing you, Florida. Now, normally, we don't want to judge people in Florida for this, but we're going to wrap this up by playing the song again.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb.
Yeah.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.